That Beatles song inspired by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the smiling guru who brought the world transcendental meditation.
During the practice of transcendental meditation, the breathing becomes slow and the metabolic rate becomes low and the nervous system.
The mystical otherworldliness of the Maharishi was very attractive in the hippie era. But it turns out that the guru, who died last month, amassed a personal fortune that his spokesman told one reporter may exceed $1 billion. He established universities, housing developments, and businesses, selling everything from books to organic food products.
Delicious Maharishi Vedic Organic Honey.
He has a product basically for every aspect of human life.
Jeff Gilpin is a former disciple who's written about his TM experience in a book called The Maharishi Effect. He says the guru's organization is vast, complex, and probably worth billions.
The total worth of Maharishi and the movement is a very closely held secret, and the various goods and services, real estate, and so forth. One spreadsheet that I saw that added all of this up did come out to around $2 to $3 billion. So I don't think that that's a fantastic claim at all.
When transcendental meditation hit college campuses in the late 1960s, students were charged a small fee of around $35. That soon grew to $2,500 for a five-day course. Writer Jeff Gilpin, who still meditates every day, says that emphasis on money led him and millions of others to abandon the Maharishi. Gilpin believes his legacy is positive in the sense that the Maharishi almost single-handedly introduced Eastern spiritualism to the West.
On the other hand, it is a very troubling legacy that raises disturbing questions about the nature of unquestioned power and authority in a religious movement.
Jeff Gilpin, author of The Maharishi Effect, commenting on reports that the guru apparently died a billionaire.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper. And in the middle of negotiations, you break.